You are an anchor, but an anchor is only as good as the rock in which it has been hoisted. Christ is the rock. You are the anchor. The rest of the family, including your wife and children, is their ship. The only reason in the midst of a storm things will be stable is because you as an anchor have been hoisted on the right kind of rock.
Hello, saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
All right, I'd like to speak to all of you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I'll be reading the 14 to the 16 verse, and I will use as a title, "Not Many Fathers." Not many what? You can't have many. Not many fathers. It is important that phrase, "not many fathers," mean that one person cannot have many fathers. You would always have what? One father. Always. I know in our world, we come up with all kinds of things and we say all kinds of things. It sounds good, but it's not God's word. How many father in heaven do you have? One. On earth, you can't have more than one father. You can always have one father. There might be other people that may come across as father figures, but you would always have what? One. When Josie came to live with us, she calls me father. She still calls me father. But today, her father is here. Oh, can she have two fathers? No, one. Because the word father in the Hebrew and the Greek comes from a word in the English, progenitor, a supporter of genes. You can't have genes from two people. You always have it from what? One. Not many what? Fathers. And so if your father is not a good one, I want you to go look for him, because you can't have more than one. That is the only one you will have. Are you hearing me today? Everybody say with me, not many fathers. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And before we read that scripture, I want to just share with you a few statistics from the Fatherhood Initiative of America. And so this statistic is peculiar to this country, that one in four children live in a home without a father. In 2017, the figures were 19.5 million. It's gotten a little better, but it is now 18.4 million children who are living without a father. And whenever they say a father, they are not even just talking about biological father. They are talking about without a stepfather and so on and so forth. So it is important we take a look at this subject and look at it the right way. One in four. I said one in what? All right. All the fathers in the house, would you please stand with me? Because they are still at home. Let's put our hands together for all of them. Come on, all the fathers in the house, would you please stand? One in four. But they are still here. Come on, put your hands together for them. God bless you for staying home. God bless you for being here. All right, please have your seat. Another statistic I want to show you also is that, which is about fathers, is that there are 2 million single father households. But then there are 10 million single mother households. It means fathers are really absent. 92% of parents who are in jail, they are fathers. 92% of parents in prison, they are fathers. I wanted to sink deep before I start sharing God's word. Fathers are very important. What the word of God has already said has finally been affirmed by behavioral scientists. They are now agreeing that all the problems in this world, including world leaders who are crazy, when you go behind them, you realize they did not have a father at home. It has nothing to do with bad investment, lack of money, crime. They have now finally nailed it. You see, it's not a new discovery. The word of God already said it, because the father is the foundation. When God began the human race, that's a family. Who was the first person he created? He created the father. And he gave him his own title. So mothers, I want you to understand that we should not celebrate Mother's Day more than Father's Day. If you want the will of God to be enacted, you must pay attention to fathers. Because if your daddy screws you up and your husband screws you up, you are screwed. Because those two male figures are going to create a problem for you. So I want us to look at this subject very carefully. Amen. So tell with me the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians. Paul the apostle is writing some things to the church in Corinth, and he makes very important statements to them. He says, I'll read from the Living Bible. He says, I am not writing about these things to make you ashamed, but to warn and to counsel you as my beloved children. For although you have 10,000 others to teach you, some other version says you have 10,000 instructors. For although you have 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, remember that you have only me as your father. For I was the one who brought you to Christ when I preached the gospel to you. So, everybody read verse 16 with me. Shall we read? So, I beg you to follow my example and do as I do. Amen. The context here that Paul is speaking about, he's talking about spiritual fathers. And he's reminding the people in Corinth that, guys, you may have many teachers, lots of people who are teaching you. You may have many guardians. That would be a much of a better word based on the Greek word here. It says you have people who are trying to help you, but you have only one father. Only one. Please listen to me. A teacher is not your father. He may teach you some things. He may open your eyes to some things. But the teacher is not your father. Kids, when you go to school and the teachers are teaching you, they are teachers. That is not your father. A guardian is not your father. Maybe your parents were not there. Maybe they left you. You end up in the foster system and you have guardians. But the time and the hour has come to look for daddy, because your guardians are not your father. Are you guys with me? Now, they are hard words, but it's only a father who can teach it to his children. Are you with me? A relative who helps you is not your father. A friend who has done so much for you is not your good. In fact, your friend's husband is not your father. Go and look for your father. I know it's a painful statement to make. You know, I grew up not being accepted by my father's family. Even in death, nobody wants me. But My father is still my father. Are you with me? The reason for which you must recognize is because of the spiritual implications that comes with it. Not that we are some superhumans, but as soon as God made the male figure, he says, I will put my personal title on him because he will become the base of the human family. So notice that your mother is also not your father, because Eve is not Adam. Are you with me? I said Eve is not. I know there's a crisis because in time past, men married and then there was a certain rule. Today, women have the same roles. So we tend to think you can be daddy. No, you are not. God did not make you the father. You are mother. We love you. We appreciate you. Mama, hallelujah. Mama, hallelujah. But you are not the father. Not many fathers. Paul the apostle, let's understand the context here. He said, I'm your father. Why? Because in the church of Corinth came a guy called Apollos. Have you heard Apollos' name? And Apollos was a very powerful orator. He could teach the word of God. He can go in depth. And it's very easy to fall in love with people who are talking on the radio. All the pastors who speak on the internet, they are not your father. Your father is me. I know you and I teach you each day. I have seen people running after prophets. Oh, man of God, you are my father. He is not. I once had one of our church members. We invited somebody. And they were wondering, Pastor, can you pray for me? Hey, just pray for me, man of God. Pray for me. And I was just standing quietly watching them. And then they took all the prayer. And then 2-3 weeks after, they came back with the same problem. And then I looked at them and I laughed. And I said, I thought the special anointing in prayer did it. They didn't? He said, no. And I said, I'll tell you why. Because as a father, I know this about you. And I knew that prayer was not going to work. I could have saved both the prophet and you some time. But I did not. Because sometimes you must learn the lessons the hard way. Paul says, it is me who preached the gospel to you. Apollos may be a very powerful orator. Aquila, the rest, all these guys who are coming in, they are good, they are voices, but they are not your. They are not your. When you listen to all the other people on the radio, you walk back in this house, you have come to a father because I will address you. Those ones will say things you want to hear, but it's only father who say things you need. Not the ones you want to hear. Are you understanding me today? Paul says, I am your father because I have begotten you through the gospel. So now let's begin to understand Paul here. How did Paul become your father? He says, I become your father by giving birth to you through the gospel. I become your father because I am not pretending to be a father figure. I actually am. He said, thirdly, I am your father because I have your best interest and your spiritual development at heart. Amen. Let me make a statement. Write it down. Many voices are seeking to instruct you, but they are not your father because they have not invested in you. For years, I have invested in you. I have taught you the word of God. And I can see sometimes you teach people God's word and they throw it away. But I come back and I still teach you. How many parents at home, when you say things to your kids and they don't listen, stop saying it? How many parents stop it? You keep what? See, so that's why I keep saying it. Because I see you as my children. Many voices. Some on WhatsApp. Some on Instagram. Some on Facebook. Some on YouTube, but when I see it, I can distinguish between it. And when you sit in front of me, I can tell you, be careful because these voices have not made any deposit into your life, yet they want to instruct you. Paul is saying, it is me, Paul, who have made deposits into your life from the day you became Christians. So I earn the right of being your father. Can I walk to your home and tell your children I am their father?
No way.
How much investment have I made in the home into their life? It is you who have made them. So you are the father. Are you guys understanding what is going on? And it's important we must be cautious about these things. Amen. Paul is saying, in effect, please write it down, there are no substitutes for fathers. No what? None. Zero. We love and respect single women. 10 million homes with single mothers in America as of 2021, when the census was taken. But you are still not the father. And I've seen women who are settling scores with their kid's father, so then they make it look like he doesn't deserve you. Please do not make a mistake, because even behavioral scientists have seen that the ills of society as a result of the fact that the person who is at the base of the family is missing. I'll get to it when I'm concluding. I'll come to it. There are no what? Come on, tell the person sitting to you, there are no substitutes. Fathers are endangered species. Ladies, you have one at home. Do everything you can to make sure they stay home. Not because of you, but because of your children. Do everything you can. I'm not saying that you have to take all their foolishness. Ask them to go for counseling. Help them. Because God has wired in such a way that their absence will create trouble. In fact, I think it's Utah and a couple of those states that have the lowest rate of fathers not around. And notice that there's a level of religion in those states. You must come to understand that fathers count. I think on February 27, 1995, Newell's report says that dad is destiny. When I read the article, I said, what? Dad is what? Death. Because your father will set the course of your life. This is why you fathers too, it's not all about watching TV. Today I'll bring you to it. You are destiny. You create the destiny. God has put something in you, and it's time to function in that light. Amen. Amen. When my wife speaks, my kids listen, but they play around. But when I step around and I utter, it's not because my voice is deep, but it's because I carry an authority. She, with all her anointing, she may not carry that authority. She's anointed, I am anointed. But I have an authority as a father. She doesn't have that. When you leave home, you are destroying something. You must learn to stay in there. All fathers, raise your hand and say, I am an endangered species. So I got to change my behavior. You got to stay home. Got to stay home. If a man is close to you, tell them, got to stay home. Stop being mad with mommy and stay home, because your children's destiny are at stake. Amen. What is true in the church family, as Paul was describing it, is also true in the natural family. You cannot have many fathers. You can have only one father. Now, let's answer the most important question and I'll sit down. How can I distinguish a father from instructors? Because it says those who are teaching you are not your fathers. The guardians are not your fathers. Your father is your father. How do you distinguish it? And I am going to show you. Everybody turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians back again. Let's look at verse 16. Let's read all that with me. Ready? Read. So I beg you to follow my example and do as I do. It's only a father who can beg and command at the same time. Do you realize that? He's begging them, but he's commanding them. I beg you, do what I do as I do. Three things, and I will just get out of your way. It only takes a person who places their faithfulness to God above their personal satisfaction to say that, to say what Paul is saying. So a father, how do I distinguish a father from instructors? A father is someone who places faithfulness to God above his personal satisfaction. Maybe your daddy, some other woman is sweeping you off your feet because your wife is now challenging. Challenging weight. Something like that, right? So, because you have seen some skinny thing, all of a sudden, no. A father is the one who still looks at that nice thing and says, I place faithfulness to God above that nice body. That's a father. Secondly, a father is the one who tells you, do as I do. You heard Paul. He said, so I beg you, I'm your father. Do as I do. Follow my example. Say what I say. Sleep where I sleep. All the men, I want to ask you a question. If your children saw what you do secretly that your wife doesn't see, would you be able to say to them, do as I do? God, that's what makes you a father. No condemnation, but a reminder. A father is the one who can say, follow me because I am following what? Christ. A father is the one who is present, observable, and you can emulate or imitate. Let's all say that together. A father is the one who is present, observable, and you can imitate. He is present. The father is what? Present. Present, sir. He is there. Sometimes there are fathers who are absent. We pray for them that they will be present. But then there are some who are present but absent. So present means that they are physically and emotionally what? Mm-hmm. Not that you are present in the home, but your emotions are somewhere. To me, you are either present or absent. I don't want to hear present, absent. To me, that's oxymoron. You are present. If you are not present, you are. But some are physically present, but they are not there. Everything falls on mommy. No wonder the children are getting wayward, because you must be present in the home. You must be noticed. When you are not there, my wife would tell you, when I travel, everybody in the house is asking, when is he coming back? Not because they don't want to see mommy, but because there's something I bring to home. And let me tell you, man, my wife makes more than I do, but there's something I bring to the home you cannot equate with the money she brings. You must be a father. Not many what? Can't find many. Was there a couple of days ago when I asked you, who is your father? Even though I know your father. You see, you must understand something, because the word father actually means an author. Okay? Now, before she married me, she carried her father's name. And because there can be two fathers, on the day I marry her, her father gives me the authorship for her. So she carries my name. Jesus was not called the son of Joseph. He was called the son of the one who authored him, God. So I reminded her, hon, I am your father. That is why you cannot fight with your wife all the time because you are her father. Why are you quiet? All the men, I gave you an assignment on our platform that I want you to dig deep to understand the meaning of the word father and what it stands for. Go understand it. Amen. He's not only present, but he is observable. In other words, he can be noticed. Everybody say noticed. He is visible. Not that 1 second, he slips out of the house and nobody even knows where he went. The Father is noticeable. The Father is discernible and he can be seen. In other words, whenever you look at him, what you think of him is what he is. He's discernible. Not that you are thinking he's like this, but he's the opposite of that. No, he is just that. But the Father is not only those two things, but he's also the type you can imitate. Imitate. Everybody say imitate. 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 Imi. Come on, talk to me. Imi. I'm trying to lead you to some understanding. Imi. Into me. See. Intimacy. Imitate me. Into me. See. The longer you stay with me, you can look into me and see some things. Not what I'm just saying, but you know I live what I am saying. Imitate his words. Imitate his behavior. Even the secret things he does. Now, if I go by this definition, I think most of us fathers, we might have a problem. Because there are secret things we don't want our children to know. Paul said, imitate me. Get closer to me and look at me, Paul, because I am following Christ. You can't follow Apollos and others. It's me who is your daddy. Follow me. As a father here today, I want to ask you, can you tell your children to imitate you? If you are lazy, can you tell them to imitate the laziness? If you are not living right, can you tell them to imitate that part of you? You are poor. You ask them to imitate poverty? I need you to think seriously about it. Because this fatherhood thing is not some simple stuff. It's not because you carry some genes, right? So, no. It's the beginning of making you a father, but it goes beyond it. And even our little boys are potential fathers. God has placed in the male man to be. This is why it is crazy for somebody to say you can have two daddies, as in LGBT. Crazy. It's not in God's scheme of things. Can't have it. Do you carry genes from two men? You tell me. Even animals know it. Until us, who are so powerful, so to speak. God, help me all and help all our brothers and sisters. I am with you. We have those ills in society because fathers are missing. If daddy is not home and mommy is by herself and mommy has friends, the kid thinks that two women are okay. You must always have both present because it sends a message to that kid that it has to be daddy and what? Mommy. In the beginning, he made them what? Male and female. He didn't make them male and male and female and female. In fact, the Bible says God made the man and then he reached out into the man to make the woman. Why? Because a father is a source. It is the source from which the woman was made. God didn't go back to the earth to make the woman. He didn't do that. He only made the man from the earth. That is why you are a source.
Thank you for listening to another kingdom-impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland. To interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.